Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University Audio Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD and web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each month, a different national speaker or business owner shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. No one deliberately designs a website to turn off their customers, but it happens. This presentation will share dozens of checkpoints to be sure your customer loves your website. Today's website is often the customer's first impression of your company, so make it a good one. Our presenter, Lorraine Ball, is a round peg who refuses to fit into a square hole. After more than 20 years in corporate America, including executive-level positions at Carrier Corporation and Conseco, Lorraine tired of red tape and one-size-fits-all mentalities. Round Peg was born with the idea of giving personalized service to every business, big and small. Today, her company specializes in marketing strategy, web design, and social media. It used to be said your technician was the company to the customer. What they look like and act like provides a lasting impression to the customer. Today, however, your website is right up there with your technician when it comes to first impressions. Now, sit back and prepare to take some notes on how you might want to tweak your website just a bit to build that all-important relationship with the customer.
Why people hate your website. Let's face it, no one sets out to deliberately design a website that will turn off clients, prospects, and search engines. But all too often, that is the end result. In today's conversation, we're going to talk about some of the most common mistakes that business owners make with regard to their website. These mistakes fall into four main categories: design, content, conversion, or search. We're going to look at ways to avoid the mistakes, enhance your website's performance, convert prospects to clients, and track the results. Let's start with design. What I want you to keep in mind is that good design is about more than just a pretty face. First impressions are important, but a great website has to do more than just look good. It needs to provide an enjoyable user experience, function correctly, and give people a reason to come back or call you. At the core of good design is simplicity and ease of navigation. So where does the cart come off the tracks? You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and you need to wow customers in the first few seconds the page loads. If not, it may be too late. One of the things that I see on a number of websites are flash animation, autoplay videos, and audio tracks. I know that these tools are clever and cute and interesting, and in many cases, the companies have spent a lot of money to create them. But many people see these videos and noises that start without their consent to be annoying and intrusive. And in many product categories, heating and air conditioning is a good example, very often your customers are viewing your website in the office or another location where the automatic audio track will be disruptive. Instead of turning off their speaker, the fastest way to turn off the sound is simply to leave your website. Also, keep in mind that that clever flash animation, or worse yet, a flash navigation bar, is absolutely invisible on iPhones and iPads and other mobile devices. With the mobile market increasing, you cannot afford for your site to be invisible to certain groups of customers. The second thing that really frustrates visitors are slow loading pictures. This usually happens when you forget to shrink images before you upload them to your website. Those wonderful high-resolution images that you need to print great-looking brochures are simply too big for your website. You need to resize them to 72 dpi in order for them to display quickly on your website. Next up, too much. Imagine walking into a room where people are shouting and waving banners and pictures at you. Even if you walked into the room for a specific purpose, that experience would be so confusing and overwhelming, you might simply turn around and leave. Unfortunately, too many websites create that feeling. A call to action is important, but every inch of your website does not need to be crammed with click here, watch this, buy now, download, subscribe, and call. Research indicates, actually, that the more choices you give people, the less likely they are to make a choice. Too much content and too many calls to action may actually drive prospects away. And there's no need to cram every service and every product you offer onto that homepage or tell visitors everything they need to know all at once. Be selective and don't be afraid to break the content up with a link to another page. If people are interested, they'll follow the link. And if they don't, you haven't made a compelling case. Also, on that first impression and design criteria, you want to pay attention to what color text you're using on what color background. While light-colored text on a background in a dark color may look cool and edgy, if you want people to read it, it's probably not a good choice for anything other than headlines or calls to action. As people age, it gets harder and harder to read small print on dark backgrounds. So don't let that 20-something graphic designer convince you that it's cool. They're not your customer. But that older consumer who needs to be able to read the information is. The last thing under the general first impression category that I really want you to keep in mind is keeping your design looking fresh. Outdated designs send a really negative message to your customers. Web trends continue to change, and what was cool and hip a few years ago now looks kind of outdated. For most businesses, a web redesign, or at least a refresh, every 2 to 3 years will keep you looking current and modern, and not stodgy and old-fashioned. If your website is out of date, how are you going to convince me that your skills or your equipment are up to date? Beyond just the look of your website, remember that it's never going to help you get a customer if no one can see it. And so you've got to pay attention to some functional elements of design as well. The first one is making sure that you look good on all browsers. The days of Internet Explorer dominating the Internet are long gone. At a minimum, your website needs to render effectively on all of the current versions of Internet Explorer, Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Android, and Opera. It also needs to display well on some of the outdated browsers, some of the older versions of Explorer and Firefox, which still have a huge market share. Is this a pain to do? No question. But your website will render differently on each browser, and if you aren't showing up properly, your customer will find a website that does. The other piece of this function and display element is mobile. According to one study, more than 40% of all Americans over the age of 13 are using smartphones and mobile devices to browse the Internet. If your website doesn't display properly on mobile platforms, you're missing an opportunity to talk to potential customers. Next up, I want you to think about the user experience. Are customers getting lost when they come to your website? Can they find the information they're looking for in one or two clicks? If not, that second click will probably be followed by a trip back to Google for another source of information. Make sure that your navigation is simple and straightforward. I've seen companies use clever names for the Contact Us or About Us pages because, let's face it, standard titles are boring. But sometimes there's a standard for a reason. It makes it easier for customers to know what to do when they get to your website. If you're not sure if your navigation works, watch someone who's not familiar with your business try to find information on your website. If they can't access the information quickly, it's time to review your navigation. If your page is cluttered with so much information, visitors don't know where to start, clean it up. Make it easy for people to find what they're looking for. They may leave quickly once they find it, but at least they'll enjoy the visit. And don't assume that everyone is going to surf your page the same way. Some people are visual and will be drawn to graphics. Others will follow a more logical path to the information. Offer multiple ways for visitors to find the information. Take advantage of search tools, calls to action, images, and standard navigation links to help visitors find what they came for. Also, make sure your contact information is easy to find. Today, websites have essentially replaced the phone book. And one of the most common reasons people come to your website is to find your contact information. Your phone number should be clearly marked, and when a visitor arrives, consider having multiple ways for them to contact you. While a contact form is a good start, it's not an acceptable replacement for providing a phone number, email, and street address. A page with a contact form but no other way to get in touch gives visitors the feeling you don't actually want to talk to them. It raises concerns about how responsive you will be as they work with you. Next, let's switch our emphasis and look at the content. What's on the inside of your website? It's great to have a beautiful design, but ultimately people are coming to your online home to find information. It might be a list of services, a contact number, or just more information about who you are and how your company operates. The design should support and accent the copy on your site, adding to the overall experience. Design's not the main attraction, it's the backdrop. As you start working on your content, remember, you are not your customer. You need to stop and think about your products and services from their perspective. When you do that, it's easier to market to them and ultimately to effectively fulfill their needs. Make your website a resource for clients, not an exercise in ego. Yes, I know it's your website, but here's the hard, cold truth. No one actually cares about your years in business, mission statement, or service policy. That information only becomes relevant once they're convinced that you understand and can fix their problem in a way that won't break the bank. So is your website copy too company-focused? Let's find out. Read the information on your website. Look for references to your client. How often do you say things like you, your home, your family, your comfort, consumers and homeowners like you? Go ahead and count on a piece of paper how many times you have a customer reference on the page. Next, go back and reread the same information and count the number of times you refer to yourself. How often do you say, us, we, our policy? A truly customer-focused website will have twice as many customer references as company references. If your ratio is lower, you may be falling into the ego trap. Second, watch out for too much technical jargon. If homeowners knew what HSPF and SSER and AFUE all meant, would they really need you? Write for the layman, not someone inside the industry. I know it can be hard to distance yourself sometimes from the business, so have a friend who's not familiar with the fine details of your business read the website. Does it still make sense to them? Next up, simplify the language. This is a hard one for many people to get over. On the one hand, you want to sound smart, but on the other hand, you want people to actually read the content. So simplify your sentences. Remember, even the New York Times is written at an 8th grade reading level. Why? It's designed to make it easy for people to digest information quickly. Next, pay attention to grammar and spelling. Would you show up for a sales call or a meeting with a customer with a mustard stain on your shirt? I certainly hope not. But having poor grammar and spelling is the digital equivalent. Make sure your website is grammatically sound and typo-free will contribute to the overall air of competency and care that you're communicating. If your website is sloppy and it's obvious that you don't pay attention to the details, how confident can I be that you're going to really pay attention to the details when you're installing my heating and cooling system? Avoid irrelevant and overused images. Pictures are more important than ever. Google and other search engines are doing a much better job of indexing these images. Pictures give you one more good hook for search. And pictures attract the eye. So as people scan your website, they're going to be drawn to those images. But the trick is to pick the right image, something that's attractive and relevant. If you can't find something that fits, you might have to create it yourself. Go out, take a picture, create a chart or a graphic image. Avoid those overused, smiling people who don't work for you shaking hands with strangers. And then make sure that you're keeping your content up to date. Periodically check links between pages on the website and to other sites to make sure that you don't have any broken links. And continuously update your information. When was the last time you updated your website? For both human visitors and search engines, new information is an important part of attracting people, getting them to stay, and keeping them coming back. The easiest way to do this is with a blog or a content management system, often referred to as a CMS. With a CMS system, you're empowered to make simple, necessary changes to your website, including information about new products, changing in hours of operation, or additions of new people. You can add blog posts, update your copy, and change your architecture with no fuss and no extra charges from web designers. And if your web designer should ever leave the industry, you can easily turn to others who are familiar with the same CMS software for help. Common CMS titles include WordPress, Drupal, and Joomla. Search. Don't believe that if you build it, they will come. Unfortunately, right now, there's a lot of conflicting information on the web about search engine optimization, SEO, and search engine marketing, SEM, and the rules seem to change daily. Keywords and meta tags are no longer enough to drive traffic to the website. Search engines are getting smarter, and they're looking for real, relevant, and timely content. Constant updates to your site are critical if you want to rank well on search engines. As you listen to some of my suggestions, you may think that winning the attention of search engines is about gaming the system. It isn't. It's really about content. To attract people and search engines, write smart, relevant information, and everything else will fall into place. But make sure you're not making some of these mistakes. The first, too many keywords. More is not better. When it comes to attracting the attention of search engines, adding a large number of semi-relevant keywords will actually lower your SEO ranking. Instead of stuffing each page to capacity, use your blog to create lots of pages and vary the keywords that you use on each. Also, avoid irrelevant tags and keywords. There was a time when you could simply put keywords in the meta tags even if the information didn't appear on the page. That's not the case anymore. If you want visibility for a specific phrase, you have to use it in natural ways throughout the copy and on the page. Don't overstuff. Don't use the same word multiple times in one page. Make sure your language is natural. Search engines are getting smarter, and they will catch those keyword stuffing and irrelevant keyword tricks. Also, be sure that each page on your website and every blog post has a unique page title and unique meta tags. These are the bait that lures search engines. If every page on your site has the same title and tag, the engines will be less likely to take a closer look at each page. It's fine to have similar phrases, but every page has to have a unique reason for its existence. Use your titles to identify that unique reason for individual visitors and search engines. A worse offense than repeating titles is having no titles at all. This is your opportunity to lead search engines through your website in an organized manner, making sure they notice the most important information. Avoid old content. Just like people, search engines get bored. As search engines crawl your site, they look for new information. If they find it, they're more likely to return again and again. If you're neglecting your site and failing to update, Google will certainly neglect you. Be sure to label your pictures. Today, not only is your text searchable, but your images are searchable too. But only if you tell Google about them. When you add an image to your site, be sure to name it correctly with keywords and phrases, and not a generic title like Photo 1. Be sure to include an alternate tag, that floating text that shows up when you hover your mouse over an image, and a description. Avoid duplicate content. Search engines see this as a way to try to game the system. If you're sharing content from other websites, don't simply lift the entire article. Not only is this plagiarism, you aren't helping your search rankings by parroting what others have said. Take a small excerpt and then add some unique information. Okay, so you've got a great-looking site, you've filled it with good content, you've worked on your SEO, and people are coming to your website. What's next? Well, that's conversion. It's what you do to make prospects want to come back and want to share information with you. In the digital age, your website should be the hub of your marketing activity. Your goal isn't just to drive people to your site. It's to get them to click, buy, call, or otherwise do something that gets them involved in your sales cycle. So what can you do to improve your conversion? First, make sure there's something for visitors to do when they arrive. If your website is simply an online brochure, you're missing a real opportunity to engage visitors. Think of your website as a home, not a museum. People want to do more when they get there than look at the pictures. Possible activities include the option to leave a comment, download a report, view a video, listen to a testimonial, fill out a survey, search frequently asked questions, request a quote, schedule an appointment, run a load calculation. Next, have clear calls to action. You don't want to overwhelm people with too many competing offers, but make sure there's a clear path to a conversion form, to resources and tools. A visitor to your website doesn't do you any good if you never know they were there. The other thing that you need to do to make sure that your conversion process is working is respond when someone reaches out to you. If someone takes the time to comment, download a form, send you an inquiry, be sure you have a way to keep the conversation going. Monitor your blogs for comments. Set up autoresponders to acknowledge questions and comments. And consider developing a standard email campaign to send to prospects to keep that conversation going. Next, you want to be sure that there are ways for people to share the information you have put on your website. You've got great content on your site. But don't stop there. Only a small percentage of your community will come to the site. So make it easy for people to share your information across the web with tweet this, pin this, or like us buttons. Just be careful not to overshare. You don't need links to every possible social network. For heating and air conditioning clients, I typically recommend Facebook, LinkedIn, and maybe a Twitter button. Don't come on too strong. Have you ever been to a website where the moment the page loads, you're immediately bombarded with requests to subscribe to the newsletter, add a blog to your RSS feed, get in touch, stay in touch, love them? Yeah, it's kind of needy, isn't it? Popovers and pop-unders are the online equivalent of coming on too strong. I understand you want to convert people, but let them understand why they should stay in touch before you ask them to commit. And don't ask for too much up front. Most prospects are willing to give you their email or phone number in exchange for access to information. But when you start asking for full name, mailing address, email, work phone, cell phone, blood type, well, let's face it, it's all a little too much. Whenever you ask for contact information, think about what's really important. For every field that you require people to fill out, you're going to reduce the number of people that will actually take the time to fill out the form. Keep those interaction barriers as low as possible. And finally, remember that your website is like any other part of your marketing, and measure your success. Track your progress. The cool thing about the internet is it really is measurable. What you need to begin figuring out if your website is working is you have to have an analytics package installed in your website. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, do you have an analytics package? If not, install one now. Don't wait. Every day that you have a website running without an analytics package, you're missing an opportunity to gather valuable data that will help you improve your website and increase the chances that you'll turn visitors into customers. And let's face it, that's why you have a website to begin with. Many of the analytics tools like Google Analytics or WordPress Stats are free and give you the critical insights you need into visitor behavior, keyword traffic, bounce rates, and other information you need to know to make sure your website is delivering the results that you want. There's a lot of data that these tools will give you, but there are a couple of key metrics that I really want you to pay attention to. The first thing is look at your traffic sources. How are people finding you? What keywords are they using? Where are they coming from? Are they coming from another site? Are they coming from your email? And also, are they coming at all? Look at your traffic numbers. If they're relatively low, less than 100 visits a day, you need to begin thinking about activities that you can use to increase that number. Pay attention to the keywords that people are using to find you. Which words drive visitors regularly? Once you see that trend, try to incorporate those words into your web copy and blog posts to improve search engine optimization. And if there are phrases that you think should be driving traffic and aren't, you need to add more content on your website, including those phrases. Also, look at your bounce rate. This is a measure of how long people stay on your site. Is it a short period of time, or do they tend to hang around and read multiple pages? Which pages are they visiting? Do they hit the home page and run screaming, or do they spend time looking around and then visiting your contact page? These metrics will help you better understand your visitors' behavior and how you can improve their user experience, which ultimately will increase the chances that they'll do business with you. But I want you to pay attention to metrics beyond just your analytics package. Evaluate conversions. When prospects get to your website, are they taking the time to fill out forms, to take advantage of the activities that you've put on their site? If not, you might have the wrong activities, or you might not be promoting them properly. Consider doing a little bit of A-B testing to fine-tune your calls to action. Change up some of the buttons and see if one style is more effective than another at moving people through your website. Sometimes it's something as small as changing the copy or changing a button from red to blue that might change how many people click, download, or contact you. And then I want you to also track your inquiries and requests for proposals and sales. How many people became clients this year because they dropped by your website? This includes people who came to you via online contact forms, as well as those who picked up the phone and called after visiting your website. Make sure you have a system in place for capturing how prospects are finding you. Also, watch your search engine rankings. Review rankings on major search engines and track your position over time to make sure you're being found for relevant keywords. It doesn't matter if people find your website on irrelevant phrases. You want to be sure that they find you when they're looking for the things that really matter. Keep focused on high-quality traffic, because that's the kind of traffic that will likely convert visitors to customers. And finally, I want you to take control of your website. One of the things that I hear from many business owners, and it terrifies me, is the fact that they can't answer some very basic questions about their website. Questions like, where is your domain registered? Where is the site hosted? What are the passwords to access and change your website? All too often, the response is, well, I don't know. My web company knows all of that. Here's the part that scares me. Web design companies go out of business. Relationships turn sour. A web designer can be hit by a bus. While I hope that none of that happens to you or your web designer, it happens all too often. You need to be proactive by having all of your domain, login, and password information somewhere that you can access it if you need it. And finally, how will your site be updated? Every website is different. Some are simple to update using a content management system, while others require an advanced knowledge of HTML or CSS to update. Make sure you understand how you're going to go about updating your site and what the fees will be if your web design company must do it. Remember, a website that's never updated will not perform as well in search. That's it. Now you've got everything that you need to get started improving that website and creating a website that customers and prospects will love. I know that I covered a lot of information in a short period of time. And if you want to go back and review some of this info, check out the link in my bio to the white paper that pretty much summarizes all of the things that I talked about. And check out my website for more information on how you can improve your online marketing.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.